And good morning, 1 minute after 11 o'clock. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, and time for another Spotlight here on Red River Radio. And actually, this is Spotlight number two for Up With People, which is on tour and visiting the Shreveport area. Last week, they were, of course, in the Ruston area, and we've had some of your advance team that have been in town, but the cast is actually in town now. And Izak is you're going to be the person who gets to introduce the other three, because you all just came in here. So who do we have here today?
Of course. So my name is Isaac. I am from Mexico. We also have Claire from the U.S., from New York. We have Pablo from Mexico, and we have Ty from Bermuda. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and that is one thing about Up With People is that the cast, everybody involved, it's an international cast, and the performances also are international, right?
Yes.
You all get to go on these trips and visit the world. Why don't you each say a little bit about you? Just something about your experience in Up With People.
Of course. I can go ahead and start. So I started with Up With People last semester. So I started traveling in January. And now I'm here again as a promotion coordinator. So just being able to travel around the world and be able to stay with host families and be able to do community service and really get to know the culture of each of the cities that we go to has just been an amazing experience for me and probably my favorite part. I feel like I have a family all over the world now.
That's fantastic. Claire?
Yeah, so I just graduated college this past spring, and my dad traveled and Up With People in 1978, so I knew that I always wanted to do it. It was always on my radar. And I love that the program spreads hope and messages of love and acceptance. And doing that through community service and music is something that I think is really unique and fun.
Okay.
Yes, hello. So I heard about Up With People while I was in high school. I just graduated. And in my sophomore year, my teacher made me sing to the Up With People recruiters that were at the college fair. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got involved with Up With People. And my favorite thing about Up With People right now is being able to do community service and be firsthand contact with children and seniors is something that means a lot to me. I actually am thinking about working in the field of disabilities. And with Up With People, we have a wide range of community service. And that's what I love.
Sure. Pablo?
Yeah, so my brother traveled when I was 10 years old. So when I graduated from high school, I didn't really know what I was going to study and what career. So I came to Up With People to expand my perspective, like to live with host families, travel to all these places. So yeah, that's been amazing to get that whole new perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah. Been fun.
Well, I get the feeling, and I got the feeling yesterday because I did see a brief performance by some of your colleagues, however we want to call them, at the downtown Rotary. Is that this seems to be a popular thing for what we refer to as gap years between high school and college, when you just want to take a little bit of time and do something else and explore the world. And I guess Claire, that is your example, right?
Yeah, for me, I'm doing it kind of as a bridge between graduating college and finding a job, and figuring out what I'm really passionate about and what I want to do in this world.
Yeah, that's excellent. So you're referring to, a lot of the outreach that Up With People does. And I know that as a group, there are about 100 performers that are in town this week. You are a different core of four here from the group that I got to see yesterday, because you're all spread out through town doing all kinds of things. Talk a little bit about the different things that you do while you're in town.
Okay, yeah, of course. So something that we really do community service, we go to a lot of elementary schools, high schools, middle schools to do some workshops. And the workshops pretty much talk about unity, coming together, and being civil about having different conversations, which that's more for the older people that we work with. We also are working with Volunteers of America, Common Ground, MLK Health Center. We would be working with them tomorrow. Holy Angels as well. So we're just kind of spreading across different organizations here in the community.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And of course, on Saturday, 7 o'clock, you'll be performing in the Centenary College Gold Dome. And of course, Centenary College is the primary sponsor, bringing yes. you into the area. I know Red River Radio here, we're one of the sponsors. The Rotary, downtown Rotary, certainly correct. Certainly one of them. Yes. Talk a little bit about the concert. What can people expect?
Of course. So the people can go ahead and expect a lot of energy. Yes. So it's this 100 youth coming together to perform a show. We have a lot of international music, international dances with the costumes and everything. Great production. And we also have really amazing music original from Up With People that mm-hmm. talks about social issues that we as youth are very passionate about sure. and just trying to give a positive message and raise up these issues for people to start having like those conversations about it. So we just want people to leave with a positive taste and just really, really be excited and inspired about making a change in their community.
Yeah, I found it kind of fascinating at yesterday's performance that so you had someone playing drums, percussionist on it, but it was basically a folk instrument kind of drummer. And the guitarist who played, who I think somehow is your technical director, he's from Sweden, I think.
Yes.
I didn't catch his name.
yes.
Sweden uh-huh. could be Sven, I don't know. But, you know, he had made the comment that he learned to play the guitar for Up With People. Yeah. And I found it fascinating that someone not only did all the things that you're talking about, but also on the musical side of things, that yes. was the core, the inspiration for him to be playing music as well, which I think is absolutely fascinating. I did have one observation at yesterday's performance, and that is the Up With People theme song, which many of us, I've certainly known, I was sitting with some people yesterday since I was a little kid, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, had the same words, but the music was different. So yes. clearly this is something that gets updated from time
yeah.
to time.
Yeah. Of yeah. course, yeah, we try to stay pretty relevant with the music that is, like, popular at the time. So
sure.
Yeah.
So in other words, you make me feel real old. It was funny. I was sitting next to someone there, and we were both going, well, you know, we could both sing the original
yeah.
song. And we were just kind of laughing about it. It's going, I don't know this tune, but we know the other two. We were kind of doing that afterwards. But this is great because you do so many things, and it's such a great way for people to connect. And the meaning behind the whole concept of everything is great for the community. It's great for you all. It's a great opportunity for you as well as for the communities that you serve. And there's another event that's going on. Is it tomorrow night as well?
Yes,
sort of
yes.
a workshop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, correct. So we will be having a workshop which we call Stand for Civility.
That's it.
And that is actually open for all of the community to go ahead and join us. And that is going to be at 6:30. So yeah, we're just really excited. It's pretty much how we can have different opinions and be able to still coexist in the same community. So it's going to be really fun, and I really hope that people will enjoy it. Yeah.
That's great. And since you're all here, I'm assuming that all the host families were found and everything worked out for you all for this visit.
Yes. So luckily, I'm living on campus.
Oh, you are? Centenary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's beautiful. It's been fun living on campus because I've always wanted to. I just graduated from high school. And one thing I always tell my grandma is I can't wait to live in a dorm. And it's so cool that with Up With People, I got the opportunity to live on a dorm this week, live in a dorm this week. So,
well, that gives you a little advanced knowledge for what college is
yes,
going to be like.
Yes, exactly.
well, very, very cool. So, again, the big performance, every performance you guys are doing are big, but the one we're primarily focused on here is the performance at the Gold Dome, Centenary College Gold Dome, 7 p.m. On September 28th. That is Saturday. If you want to get tickets, you can go to the Up With People site. It's upwithpeople.org. And if you search for Shreveport, you will find it there. Or you can just go upwithpeople.org/event/ Shreveport. There you go. You have the site there. It'll also tell you a little bit more, and even has some video clips of their art. Are they current video clips from?
Yes. At least from this past.
From this current year. So, aside from the legacy involvement of your family, for example, Claire and all that, do you have people that cast members that come back year after year, or what's the maximum amount of time someone can spend?
So it could be 6 months or 5 months. We base it off semesters. People can do one semester or two semesters. And the people that do two, it's pretty much what we call the year-long program. So actually people have the option to do either or. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's terrific. Well, we're going to do something different here because we do have a couple of VIP ticket packages, and we're going to give a pair away right now. We have a pair of VIP tickets. These are valued at $75. It includes the reception and also VIP seating at the performance on Saturday. And if you give us a call at 800-552-8502, that is 800-552-8502, that pair of VIP tickets can be yours. So someone is going to do that here shortly. I'm sure you don't want to be to miss this. Anything else you guys want to add about?
Just come out to the show. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an amazing experience. And it's young people singing and dancing up for what they believe in. So it's very unique to see young people actually taking action and, singing about it and taking action in the community. We're not just singing on one show night all week. We're doing what we say. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you four for coming in here. I wish we were set up better so we could actually hear you sing something because you're family members. But maybe next time, next trip. But from what I heard, and from those of you who are familiar with Up With People, of course you've heard of these guys for many, many years. Great opportunity. Come out on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And if you're with an organization, you have an event coming up, you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, call that same number, 800-552-8502.